Hey, this is James Proffitt, and thanks for stopping in for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. Today, we're going to meet with Bob Reynolds, a 92-year-old Port Clinton resident whose grandfather, Scott Matthews, founded the Matthews Boat Company in Bascom, Ohio, way back in 1890.
I was born in Lakewood, Ohio, and family moved here to Port Clinton when I was about 1 or 2 years old.
Most of your life you've been in, on, or around boats and the water.
Yeah, I worked 25 years at Matthews and the last 5 in the engineering department.
The Matthews Boat Company, that began back way in the late 1800s, is that correct?
1890, yeah.
1890, in Bascom, Ohio.
Bascom, Ohio. And
on a little creek?
Yeah, was it Wolf Creek, I think.
Okay.
Goes through there.
I guess those were smaller boats back then.
Oh my, yeah, it was little launches.
Okay.
For me.
Was it your grandfather that just built a little boat for fun and it...
Yes.
Went crazy from there?
Yes, right. Yeah, he built a launch and shipped it to Toledo to have an engine installed. It was at Lozier Manufacturing.
Okay.
They had small engines for Marine. And that was in the old Jeep building. Yeah, they built the boats in Bascom and then over to Toledo. And
so they put him on a truck, took him to Toledo, and had the Lozier company put engines in him.
Yes.
No kidding. And he began selling them after building the first couple boats. He thought, I think I'd like to do this.
Yeah. Thing is, the boats were sold under the Lozier name. In other words, nobody had a clue about who built the boats.
Okay.
But the whole thing was under Lozier. He took a trip in 1905, and it was the first motorboat to do the Great Loop.
For those who may not know, the Great Loop is a 6,000-mile journey, including the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Erie Canal, and the Mississippi and Tennessee Tombigbee Waterway. How long did that take?
It's almost a year.
Almost a year?
Yeah.
No kidding. And how big of a boat was that? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm 70 foot.
Oh, so that's like a yacht.
Yeah, he had it built down there at the company, and because he had his two sons and his wife and a nanny and his bachelor brother-in-law.
Tag along.
Yeah, he was, he bought the provisions, and his hobby was photography, and he took pictures all along that trip.
Really?
Yeah.
When did he decide to go alone or move away from the Lozier name and start his own brand name?
While he was on that trip.
I understand that from some records from the lighthouse keepers at the Marblehead Lighthouse, that occasionally around the time of World War I, they would see Matthews boats heading east on Lake Erie towards the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, World War I, they built 110-foot minesweepers.
Minesweepers?
Yeah.
And they were made out of wood?
Wooden boats, yeah.
Okay.
They went over to Europe. World War II, they built landing craft.
Out of wood?
Out of wood.
No kidding.
Yeah.
When did you first start helping out around the shop, or like what was your first memory to do with the boats and the company?
Well, it was shortly after I graduated from high school, 1949 or 50.
Yeah.
When I started work at the shop and worked in various departments.
Did you want to do something else, like become a dentist or an archaeologist, or you knew what you wanted to do?
No, when I got into that, I was sold on that right off the bat, you know.
Bob, I believe I read that your grandfather was just quite a man, quite a businessman, and cared about his employees in the sense that when times were slow, and no one was buying boats, he came up with various other products, and instead of telling people they don't have a job, they made all kinds of other stuff. Is that the case?
Yeah, they did. They built some wooden, things out of wood, but they also designed a lighting plant, and it was very popular with the Amish.
A lighting plant? You mean for making light, like electrical light?
Electrical, yeah.
And how the heck did that work?
I don't know.
That wasn't your specialty, huh?
No, it was gasoline powered.
Okay. And the Amish liked it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and my uncle became a salesman down there, and they sold quite a few. And
really?
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
I believe I read that for a period of time during Prohibition, the Matthews Boat Company made some custom-made rum chasing boats for the government, so they could chase people from Canada sneaking in booze.
Yes, it was a good market because they built fast boats for the rum runners, and they built fast boats for the Coast Guard.
Whoa!
Chained them.
Oh my!
Chased them.
Are you telling me that that your grandfather played both sides? Played both sides.
Yeah.
He hedged his bet.
Yes.
Quite the businessman.
Yeah. Good market.
The advent of fiberglass boat hulls came along. That didn't work out real well. What can you tell me about the advent of fiberglass versus wood and how that affected Matthews?
Yeah, because all the competition had gotten into glass, Chris Kraft and two or three others, and we didn't have the expertise at that point in time to just jump into it. So they designed the boat and had it sent to England, and they made a mold and a plug for the deck and superstructure.
In England?
In England. And,
wow.
And then shipped it to Baltimore, where it was trucked to the factory.
In Port Clinton.
And
oh,
then,
boy.
Yeah, it's a hefty little postage stamp.
That sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, it was. It took its toll.
So they eventually did get into the fiberglass game for a while.
Oh, yeah.
What was the beginning of the end, or what happened, what changed that Matthews is no longer around?
The company sold the business, I think it was in 1974. And, I left the company in 74. And they were still going for another year, and in 75 they filed for bankruptcy. The factory was closed up, and then some teenagers got in there, and they started a fire to warm up. And, well, that started a major fire. They called fire companies from all over the area.
Nowadays, these would be million-dollar boats. Multiple decks, a lot of windows, very long, very impressive. So this was no mom-and-pop operation. This was a company that made boats that went all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Men who owned or were frequent passengers on Matthews boats reads like a laundry list of early 20th century industrialists, visionaries, and politicians, and includes names like Scripps, Packard, Evinrude, Firestone, Hearst, Hughes, Molson, Ford, Roosevelt, and Admiral Richard Byrd, who took his Matthews boat on an Antarctic expedition.
Well, Bob, I certainly appreciate you taking your time out to talk to me today about the amazing wooden boats created over nearly a century by the Matthews Boat Company, founded on Wolf Creek, a little creek?
Yeah, Bascom, Ohio.
I really appreciate it, and hopefully one day I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
In the end, Matthews Boats became a victim of innovation, too slow to adapt to the fiberglass market. After the family sold the business in 1964, it went bankrupt about a decade later. For more information about Matthews Boats, check out the Matthews Boat Owners Association website or its Facebook page. Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer.
If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit wgte.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.